Chapter 9. Worry is a sin. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. After 10 days of rest with good, sound sleep every night, I knew I was ready to meet the Lord again and to go with Him to heaven. The Ides of March, March 15, 1996, had arrived, but they were not something to beware. Indeed, they provided me with the moment I had been eagerly awaiting since the Lord's departure nearly 2 weeks before. From 6:40 a.m. to 8:40 a.m., I enjoyed the Lord's visit and another journey to heaven. As usual, before His arrival, my body shook, and I groaned for 30 minutes. Then the Lord appeared before me and said,
"My daughter, I see you are rested now. We have a lot of work to do yet."
The Lord of heaven and earth was concerned about me, His daughter and handmaiden. He made sure I had caught up on my rest before He returned to take me with Him. He understands the limitations of my body and soul, and He truly cares about me. He knows everything that is good for His children, and He will withhold no good thing from those who love Him. After the last 2 times I had gone to heaven, my body had felt as if it were out of control. I was very tired from the shaking, and I found myself feeling dizzy much of the time. I had slept only 3 hours a night for a period of 2 weeks. It was impossible for me to sleep during the day because the anointing of the Holy Spirit was so strong upon me. Little by little, I was learning how to manage the situation by going to bed earlier in the evening to ensure I would have sufficient sleep before the Lord arrived. On this morning, the Lord took my transformed body to the beach, where we walked by the seaside for a while, before He took me to heaven. My heart was filled with great joy and anticipation as we flew away. We arrived at the usual location and entered the white building. By now, I was getting used to the setting and the procedures we normally followed. We changed into our heavenly clothing, and then the Lord took my hand as He led me down a wide road that coursed its way up an exceedingly high mountain. It was very much like the Cascade Mountains that I'd visited in the northwestern part of the United States, and I remarked that heaven looked in many ways like Earth, but it was far more beautiful than anything I'd ever seen on this planet. There were many leafy trees and bushes on the mountainside. From the summit, I could see a beach. It was a rocky coastline, much like the pictures I'd seen of Bar Harbor, Maine. Everything glowed with a whiteness that was stunningly brilliant and pure. We descended the mountain and walked on the sand between the rocks. It was the whitest, cleanest sand I'd ever seen, and the beach was absolutely the most beautiful I'd ever seen. Some of the rocks nearby were so huge that I could not see their tops. As we walked around one of them, I noticed a large group of people wearing white robes. Each person was distinctly different from the other in appearance, and many children could be seen playing in the sand. Some children were holding the hands of grown-ups, and everyone was walking around in a playful, happy manner. It was wonderful to see a place of such brightness and joy. The Lord and I sat on one of the big rocks for quite a while, simply enjoying the vibrant beauty all around us. He turned to me and said,
"I have made so many of the things here similar to the things on earth, so that my children can enjoy them when they come to my kingdom. But there are many things that are not the same as things on earth. I have so many exciting surprises for my children."
He sounded so happy, like a parent who has provided as many gifts as possible for his children to open on Christmas Day. The Lord seemed to want His children to be happy, like the ones who were playing so joyfully in the sand. This is why He created heaven to be such a wonderful place. It will be the home for his children forever and ever.
Do you like what I'm showing you, Chunam?
Yes, Lord. I've seen many beaches on earth, but none of them can compare with this beach. I could sense that my response greatly pleased my master. Soon thereafter, we left the beach and returned to the white building. We changed into regal robes and crowns, and the Lord took me to the pond, where we usually end each visit to heaven. The Lord sat on his favorite rock, while I joyfully sang and danced with my transformed body. Meanwhile, the hands of my earthly body were moving in rhythm to the heavenly music.
I still have many things to show you, my daughter,
the Lord said as I moved closer to him.
You must be patient.
This was good news to me because I knew he meant that I would get to go to heaven with him many more times. My heart soared with delight and rejoicing as I danced in this wonderful place of joy near the peaceful pond. I was in the presence of the Lord, in the place he had prepared for me, and I knew I had to be the happiest person who had ever lived.